I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast. So this is going to be based off of yesterday. So I have these sticky notes that I wrote for my schedule because I'm sucking asshole at managing my time. So all I did, one simple exercise, was just wrote down my schedule or wrote down what I wanted to get done and the time frame that I would do it in. Because as you're aware, every time I do this podcast, it seems like it is already a half hour past my bedtime. And so right now it's 5:25 p.m., which is 3 hours earlier than I think I've been doing it the last month. I don't know. It seems like it's always after I have to go to bed. So I'm not going to repeat my schedule for today necessarily. You can go back and listen to 172 as what I was doing today. I'll probably even say it, but whatever. But I did get home later today, which means everything got pushed back. And so I should have finished this and uploaded it and wrote about it 30 minutes ago from now, because that's the time I set. But I already read, so now that time is freed up. So kind of traded the time slots a little bit. I'm still behind, but so far so good. I mean, I'm recording this 3 hours early, so I think it's good. And let's see. So there's 5:30 to 6:30. That's the next time frame. So I got 4 minutes to make it. I'm not going to, but I mean, I guess progress is progress, so we'll get there. But I have an hour of study, $100 million offers by Alex Ramosi. And so I guess that's what I'll do. That's what I wrote down. So I'm going to do it and keep my word. And we'll figure out what I'm going to do tomorrow. And I guess in some ways, this is actually like the power list, but time wise. And maybe that's what I should do. Because, like I've talked about before, that's kind of why I think I didn't do too hot on my own program of year 95, which was because part of it was do the power list, but I only have 3 hours per day most days. I think an average of 4 when you give everything for the week, when you calculate all the days for the week, an average of 4 hours per day to get extra stuff done. And for example, if one of my critical tasks is to, I don't know. See, I don't know. So I think I'm just thinking way too hard about it. It should just be work on such and such, and that's part of it. As long as I can confidently say that I worked on it with intent, I think that should click off. So even if I work on it for 10 minutes or 10 hours, I worked on it. I got whatever I needed to do worked on, done, completed, whatever, and I moved forward. So that's what I think about that. So maybe I'll just start doing the power list again, but time block it. And that'll be the critical task. So maybe that's what these will do. What we'll do with these. I also thought about getting a giant ass whiteboard and putting it in my house here in, or my townhome here in 20 days. Just get a big one, put it in. So here's the thing, actually. So I have 2 bedrooms. Really cool. I have a big one and a small one. So I think I'm actually going to sleep in the small one and put all my shit in the small one, and then have the big one to be the big office space or the podcast room where I work and stuff. And I think it's also smarter business-wise, because when the time comes, I'll be able to write off the square footage of that room, which is bigger, therefore giving me a greater return later. Don't know too much about that, but I believe that's how it works. And I could be wrong, but we'll see. So I think that's what I'll do. And there's so many variables. I have no idea. I'm just so excited to have my own place again. So yeah, and then we have a little mini break between 6:30 and 6:45. I just said I wouldn't say the schedule again, but here I am. Jesus. And then 6:45 to 7:15, work on podcast cover and slogan ideas. And so I guess we'll get there when we get there. But right now we're doing the show. So let's be here for the show. Don't know what else to talk about because that's it. Okay, so I ordered a shit ton of stuff actually for my place. And some of it got delivered today, which is cool. A lot of it will be delivered on Sunday, which is also cool. And then throughout the week, I'll be getting a little bit more just kind of sprinkled in. So get myself a little bit of a big budget to buy a lot of necessities, such as a bed frame. I need to buy some water filter, new bedding. I need to, what else did I buy? Like shower curtains, rugs, stuff like that. Just kind of the bare minimum shit. And we'll get the rest later. But that's what I bought. Gave myself a good amount of money to actually spend. And I guess for documentation purposes, I gave myself $2,000 that I had already saved up to spend on every single thing. And so I spent about $1,000 yesterday to get a shit ton of stuff for my place. A lot of necessities, like I said. And then I guess the next $1,000, if I even use it up, even use it all, is going to be for the groceries, the condiments, stuff like that. You know, bags. I mean, I have a whole ass list right here. I can pull it up and just, you know, just everything you can think of that pretty much everybody who's listening to this has, which is, you know, things like oven mitts, pots and pans, cooking sheets, sandwich bags, freezer bags, a sponge, you know, scrub daddy soap, cutting boards, toothpicks, cleaners, whatever. And then for the bathroom, a whole bunch of stuff like more body wash, because I'm actually, which is weird, I'm probably going to finish almost everything that I have by the time I move out, which is weird timing, but just shit like that, you know, mini trash bags, mini garbage cans, a bed set for my room, you know, hangers, need some more hangers, a light, shit like that, and laundry, like detergent, bleach shit, anti-stain shit, scrubber shit, stuff like that, a vacuum, a rice cooker, garbage bags, whatever. So just a lot of things like that. And mainly that's for food. I'm sure I'll drop about $300 on food to get everything. Because when you do weekly meal preps, it's a lot less. But when you have to buy everything all up front at once, it just adds up. When you throw in the bags and the cleaners and the rags, stuff like that. So it feels weird talking about finances like that. Because I've been brought up to not talk about finances and how much you spend and stuff like that. But this is a documentation podcast, so we got to put it in there. So whatever. So, yeah, I don't think I'm going to use the next $1,000 on everything. I just can't imagine it taking up that much money. But that's how much I gave myself to get stuff going. And so that's what I'm doing, and that's the plan. And so it's all budgeted and kind of adjusted accordingly to the main goal at the moment, which is to, I guess now we are actually saving for the first business launch, because I decided that I didn't want to prolong this any longer. I'd rather launch in July, August, September-ish, or I guess put in the order and then launch later this year, as opposed to putting in the order 1 year from right now, about, and then launching in May or so of next year. So I'd rather just get the ball rolling. I also have a lot of belief in myself that it is a better decision, because I can make money along the way. And I can do something while I'm doing nothing. Because when I make that first order, I'm going to start saving up everything again. So I'll be living, quote, paycheck to paycheck, because I'll be putting around almost $2,000 per month into savings, which will be used for business later. Or if I want to, if everything's going well, I can start paying off my car, which was the initial goal. You can listen to the Fork in the Road episode. Don't know which one. But that's where I made the decision to switch from pursuing the business goal to getting out of debt, because I was going to get my own place and I didn't want to be strapped for cash because I had $800 worth of payments to make every month. I'd rather have the $800 in my pocket and put it towards business. But I guess I just didn't calculate for the amount of money that I'd be making now, especially with the working on Sundays now, which adds about $500 a month to the bottom line. Let's see, $500. Let's see. So twice that is, so $400, and then up to $600. So average for the month, or for the year, I think it's $525. I think that's how that works out. No, I don't know, dude. $500. So that's how much extra it would give me. And all that extra is just going directly into savings so that I can put it towards business ventures and getting out of debt if that comes sooner or later. I don't know. But I'd rather just get started sooner than later. And is this still recording? So, okay, I'm going to test this out. I'm just going to push my shit. Pushing it. Dude, it just stops recording randomly then. There's nothing that I can do to... Huh. All right. Well, anyway, that's what I got going on. So, anyway, that's the... Yeah, so we're officially in... business prep mode, and I still have so much to learn. There's a lot I don't know, but I'm just thinking of ways to make an offer so undeniably great that people would feel stupid saying no. And I'm just not trying to get myself way in over my head here, but I am trying to push my own limits, because I think I do better that way. When I think back to phase one of Live Hard, I was doing so much shit every day. And that was also, so I did 25 days, failed, had to restart on day one. And day one of the second part, or the second attempt of phase one, I didn't have any, I had 2 days off, I think. And that was during peak season of FedEx. So that was just, it was tough. It was really hard. And that was when I got the most shit done. And I just think that's so interesting. And I didn't even get burnt out. Didn't even feel any of dread or, wow, my life sucks, or it's too busy, I never get to do anything I want to do. Because everything that I'm doing is what I want to do. And so I think about that. That was I think going back to July of last year, which is when I started everything, the time frame between today and then, that stretch of 30 days, I guess technically 55, but that 30 days was the most productive I'd ever been. I mean, I was tired for sure. It was tough, but I got the most shit done. And I did not once dread it or hate it. I went to bed every night knowing that I busted ass. And I think that's what I'm trying to get back to, because since then, I haven't really felt that same way. I felt good about getting my shit done, and I felt fulfilled when I go to bed at night. And especially lately, when I wake up and do the ice bath in the morning, dude, I'm so proud of myself, because it is so hard. And kind of comparing myself to the average guy. So I, like I talked about last episode, there's people. So I came across this reel on Instagram. It's Cole Da Silva, fucking badass, talking about talks about how he wakes up at 3 a.m. because he wants time in the morning for himself. That's it. That was the reel. That's it. And people in the comments were just shitting on the man, saying he was a liar, saying it's not healthy to yada, yada, yada. And I was like, God damn, dude. The man's just waking up early, you know? And so that made me think, okay, wow, it's so unbelievably fucking difficult for the average person to wake up that early. Or they just choose not to or whatever. And that's fine. I don't care either way. Like if you go to bed at 7, wake up at 2, that's 7 hours that you're not working, right? You're sleeping, obviously. And if somebody works from 7 to 2 on overtime shit, they're working while you're sleeping, right? But then while they're sleeping from 2 to 9, you're working from 2 to 9 because you woke up. And so it doesn't fucking matter. So that, I don't care. But if it works for you, then do it. If it doesn't, then don't. I don't get the option right now. I have to wake up early for work, and I'd like to take an ice bath before work, and so therefore I do. So I take an ice bath at 3:30 in the morning, and that doesn't make me tough. That whatever. I mean, it does require some goddamn discipline to get out of a nice, cozy, warm bed at 3:30 in the morning. So that's cool. I'd like to think that that's a great benefit to me and where I'm going. So that's why I do it, but not necessary. You don't have to do that. But anyway, to think that that is so unbelievable to the average person, and that I'm doing that now while also getting all this shit done, working, you know, 3 jobs now, and then doing all the extra shit, which at the time, it was record a podcast, it was write 2 pages, it was research an ingredient of a supplement, or look into it, write about it, pros, cons type deal, and then kind of make a very loose judgment of, should I consider this in my product? That's what I did. And then there was one more thing, and it was write 10 gratitudes in in-depth detail, 3 of which were from the future. So I'm grateful for my Lamborghini, for example, or I'm grateful for my wife and 8 kids, whatever. And then the other 7 were present time. So I'm grateful for water. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for a job, whatever, stuff like that. But then I would go into detail. And so that took quite a bit of time to... Here's an example. I'm grateful for notebooks, dude, because they are this thick pad or whatever, bundle of papers that are crafted or whatever, formed, shaped by the manufacturer which means I'm then grateful for the people who chop down the trees or whatever, get the wood, blah, 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 all that shit, put the lines on the paper, make it look nice, make it all square, put a nice cover on. I'm grateful for all that shit, because then I get that finished product, I bring it home, I have that on my desk, I get to write in it, put my ideas down. Anytime I have a valuable thought or an idea, I can write it down, put it in there, and that is so valuable to me. So I am so grateful for the people who work hard to make this notepad possible. And no shit, that's what I would do for 10 things. And so typing it all out, I just took a little bit of time. And it was a great mental exercise, made me value life a whole lot better. And I've fallen off of that a little bit because I, at the moment, am being a lazy bitch. And that's it. It just takes a lot of time. And I'd rather spend that time doing other things at the moment. So maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I'm doing. And so I was doing all of that with the podcast. But, oh, actually, the podcast wasn't even part of the second go around because I just started doing it regardless. What did I do? Gratitudes, reading, or the writing. Ah, I can't remember what I did. There's the third one. And then, you know, you got to read 10 pages. That's part of the program. You need to do 10 minutes of visualization, a 5-minute cold shower. You know. So there's a lot of shit going on. And I got the most done while working the most. And I was the happiest, you know? So that's why I think I need to up the ante here and push harder. Because right now I'm kind of, I wouldn't say I'm on cruise control, but I'm definitely riding just above baseline for me. And I'd like to be not that. I want to, this is the new baseline for me. I've talked about it 100 times. So I need to create that new baseline. And I think in doing so, or with the goal to do so, it's going to make me start doing things like I'm doing now, which is trying to manage my time better. Because if I can manage my time better, I can get more shit done, I can be more productive, and move closer to wherever I'm trying to go. And that's that. So I think that's where I'm gonna end the show, actually. So with everything that's on the schedule today, I'm supposed to be done writing about the podcast, recording it, and have it uploaded by 5:30. Hold on. By 5, but the next thing from 5 to 5:30 is read. And so technically I'm 10 minutes behind right now. So I made up some time. So I feel like, and I actually feel like this is an even better show than the average one, because I kind of forced myself to step into it and figure it out. That's what I think. Anyway, that's it. That's the show. So we're currently, by the time we write and upload it, I'll probably be about 20 minutes behind. And there's an airplane out there. Great. And so I don't know if you can hear it, but that means that I have 20 minutes taken out of the study session from the book 100 Million Offers. So, I mean, whatever. Win some, lose some. Or I could just not take a break and get only be behind 5 minutes. Anyway, that's kind of what's going on. So, I mean, shit, the time blocking thing seems to be working great. I mean, even if I sat on my ass the rest of the day, which I'm not going to, I wouldn't have to stay up later because this podcast is done. And I just have to eat a little bit. I already read. The water's done. Holy fuck, dude. So my water's done. Well, hold on. Yeah, like you can hear or see that shit. It's probably, let's look at the goddamn measurement. There's 20 ounces of water left for a gallon for the day. It is 5:40, which is cool. So I'll finish that here in a minute. Reading is done. Podcast is done. I just got to eat a little bit more. Yeah, that's it. Hell yeah, dude. So absolutely this shit works. You just got to stay on top of it. And I would argue that this was a very easy day. Had a great workout. Came home later, ate, still, you know, I didn't not eat because I was late or I didn't, whatever. I just kept going. So maybe that's a little secret for you. I don't know. Just manage your time better. Time chunk that out. Time block it, whatever people call it. I don't know. Just do that, because first day seems great. Seems like it's working. So we'll just keep up the pace and we'll see what happens, dude. So that's it. Peace out. Hey, thanks for listening, and a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds, and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.